All right. Mic is on, running. I apologize that there aren't great slides and interim slides because everything sort of didn't really work, and the neurodivergent world said, but at least people know that whose slides isn't theirs. All right. General idea about this talk or this presentation or these was sort of throughout the year, I sort of realized smaller, larger events that I visited besides Congress, and I was like, oh, great, they're really cozy and 1,000 people at the GPN, but it's quite large, so maybe we can find something that's even smaller. And then I went to Island Chaos, Insel Chaos. Somebody is wooing in the audience, and they're obviously here. And together with the Hackmoss from Kassel, they're going to do a little talk. They have their own slide, their own slot from, and there was like 150, 200 people, and it was so cozy and so cool. There's so many small, cool events that we actually need to have a quick lightning talk format where we kind of introduce this and highlight these things, and you sort of never really hear about it through the major channels. So I call for slides, and people who handed in their slides on time are allowed to talk something about. And there's like roughly 4 or 5 minutes. If you use less time, there's going to be more time for question. And the first person and the first event is going to be at the WCIP in Erlangen. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm going to talk about the winter ICMP. You might know us from our ICMP camping event that we did a couple of years ago, pre-COVID. And in the past few years, we do the winter ICMP. It's not a camp because it's quite cold outside, but it is instead an indoor event in our beautiful makerspace and culture center in Erlangen, the ZAM, the Center of Exchange and Making. And the winter ICMP is happening next year in end of February. We're starting on Thursday, the 26th of February, and it goes on until Sunday, 1st of March. And so if between Congress and Easter Hag you have no plans yet, you're more than welcome to come to Erlangen. So what's really nice there, or what's great there, is we're in a makerspace, so we have the possibility, the option to offer lots of workshops, hands-on workshops with lots of different machines, wood workshop, metal workshop, lots of stuff besides computers, but obviously also with regards to computers. There's going to be lots of different workshops, completely hands-on. And if you're interested to come and join us, go to our call of participants. That's already online if you go to the website. Ooh, I do not have the website on the slide, but I'm going to just say it. It's w.icmp.camp, C-A-M-P. I'm going to say it again, w.icmp.camp. New top-level domains are fancy, you know. You can find the link to the call for participants, and you'll find information on tickets as soon as ticket sale starts. And we'll have the first round of tickets some point in January, and beginning of January we'll publicize the timeline and the date. We're not there just yet. Do you have like another picture? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there we have a picture of the makerspace. That's the ZAM, the space where we're going to have our little WICMP. You can have beautiful lights in there. It's a beautiful space. I can only recommend to stop by. If you're into it, please come and join us. And thank you so much. All right, next, we have a new event from Berlin. Hi. Thank you so much. We're coming from Machen, to make, to break. So I'm part of Cable of Resistance. We are a movement conference from anti-fascist activists, city activists, climate change activists, hackers, and academics. And we want to have a conference for all of you in Berlin. And it's a conference against big tech, like to have resistance against this. And we want to kind of bring all these different fields together. And we want to deepen our problem understanding. And we want to go into the making or creating of resistance and exchange over ideas and the necessities how to resist against those large companies, be it Amazon, Meta, Tesla, or Palantir. We believe it's way overdue to do this. So this is why we're going to meet 10th to 12th of April at the FFP1 in Berlin. If you want to submit something, you can do this on the website. It's cableresist.de. The until 16th of January call for participation is still open. We're looking forward to cool lightnings talks and your panel discussions. Until then, have a lot of fun at Congress.
Yeah, that's great. So are you looking for more people to help organize it? Yeah, yeah, we're open to all.
The next thing.
Very cool. All right, the next thing.
Yeah, just, you know, of course. I mean, I have to earn my place here on the stage to say a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I have to say something when I'm up here on stage.
Mindful person or creature translated the hub page, the wiki page, into English, and I think that's why
someone translated the hub page into English, and I think that's
very thankful for that person who did that. So a warm welcome from Turkey.
Thank you to them and welcome. To our guests from Turkey.
I wish you a great congress to begin with, and I'm feeling lucky to talk here because the dates have just confirmed a few days ago. And the other thing is, I'm speaking to a hall full of German speakers who are not get scared of umlauts in the yeah. This is OzgürCon. Organized by the Free Software Association in Turkey, and for the first time as in person, will be on the 25th and the 26th of April, approximately 4 months from now, in the city center of Istanbul, the Barış Manço Culture Center. And yeah, Özgür means free as in freedom in Turkish, like Libre. It will be a two-day conference. Main topic is free software and related stuff. For people who knows the IPA, International Phonetic Alphabet, the pronunciation is that I'm Özgürkon, but you can say like. Actually, in the wiki page, I stated that it will be a new event because it's a new event in person. We had two previous demo editions, as we called, during the COVID-19 pandemic. It was the 2020 and 2021. We had really great speakers. You can check the previous events on the website. And this year we want to do it in person, of course, with a live broadcast. And the organization is held by the Free Software Association in Turkey and Hackerspace Istanbul. No tickets required, it's a free event. All creatures welcome. But we are, of course, seeking sponsorships if you are interested. And I think this is it. I should have one more slide, but
received, I think, three.
With the contact information, maybe. And yeah, I can say that the website is ozgurcon.org. I've just opened the website today. And we have an assembly. It's Turkish-speaking hackers. We are at Hall H. And also, you can, like, visit us in the assembly table or call me via DECT it's 6648. If you need further information or like talk about the conference, share any information. And thank you so much.
There it goes. Yeah, this was probably my fault that I overlooked one of the slides, because in our ticket system...
Yeah, so one slide was missing with the contact information for Özgürkon.
On media.ccc.de, we can also down, upload the slides when the record goes up. So then the contact information will be available. I'm so sorry. Okay.
But so the full slides will probably be uploaded to media.ccc.de. All right, I'm going to switch back to German. Days of Digital Freedom 2025. And you're going to tell us all about it, right? Yeah, let's dive right in. We have an English name, Days of Digital Freedom. But they're also known as Chaos Days Tübingen. Yeah, we're a chaos event that's been running for a couple of years, founded like 5 years ago. And last year, the fourth iteration run by Chaos Treff Tübingen. So lots of talks, lots of workshops. You can also find those on media.ccc.de. And some talks really became quite popular. Yeah, and last year we were a small team organizing this. And this year it's like 12 or people or something. And yeah, it's like 60 elves, and you can probably guess what they do. They're helpers. Yeah, so here we see some images. So this is a look back at last year's iteration. When you go to that URL, you can see even more pictures, and you'll also find a link to the videos that you can stream. There were also meetups and workshops, for example, people working on mechanical keyboards. You can see a camera. We had Chaos West TV supporting us with the help of video elves. So all the talks that wanted to be recorded were recorded, and they're online, and you can watch them. And we're very proud of the amount of content that we have at this event. And you can check out our website to find out about the topics that are covered there. It's about digital stuff, about computers, technologies, but also societal questions. The pressing issues of our time. And you can also see the banner hanging on the building in Tübingen, where we meet. But there are also analog topics, for example, how to write a letter using feather and ink. Yeah, and so it's not just one day, so it's the Days of Digital Freedom now. And next year it'll be held in May from the 15th to the 17th. So the day before is a federal bank holiday in Germany, which would make it easy for everyone to participate and come to Tübingen. And we also have a motto for this year, which is kick fascist asses. and also encrypt spaces for freedom. Yeah, thank you very much. That sounds great. And now we're gonna have a person, a creature.
Yeah,
so come right here. You're allowed to. This is your space for the next 4 minutes. All right. Thank you. Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm from Switzerland. I'm here to talk about COSIN, a Swiss event, which has also existed for quite a few years, held in Biel, which is a bilingual city, French and German. And it's a very cozy, small event. This year held in June, from the 12th to the 14th. Our location is this colorful house on the top left. Yeah, we have a tent in the garden. Participation costs like 30 francs, but that includes food. So yeah, Switzerland isn't cheap, but the food is really, really good. And I'd really be happy if more people from Germany would find their way down to Switzerland and participate in this small event. And like, you know, it's even, you can check off the, you know, friendships between nations checkbox if you do that. So the left picture is like a hack center, right? Like, what do you do exactly? Have you been to a chaos event? Yeah, so yeah, just the same. Like, you sit down and do stuff on a computer. Yeah, it's like a GPN, but like very, very small. But it's the same as all the other ones. And on the first slide, it said like Villa Ritter. Yeah, so that's just the name of the building. So it's not really, yeah. Yeah, but this is really, really cool, right? It looks great. Yeah, like somebody painted that and that's it. And you don't have to be like quiet, right? I mean, it's, it looks like it's very isolated. Yeah, yeah, you won't. Yeah. All right, thank you so much.
Sorry. Maybe take another microphone, because you don't have to switch it back and forth all the time, because then we have two microphones. Let me make some space here. Hello. We're from Dortmund, from Chaostreff Dortmund. Next summer, we will have, since 2018, the first Chaos event, and so we invite you to Dortmund into Kulturzentrum. This is where we have a room, but for the whole event, we're getting more rooms. We expect 60 to 80 people, so rather small. But we brought you some photos. There should be talks and workshops. Call for participation is coming. There's going to be breakfast, but we also want to cook something warm once a day. So, for example, you see pizza because we have pizza oven, so we might do that, or we might do a barbecue. This is our nice indoor garden, indoor inside garden with bamboo. Right. The call for participation is starting someday, sometime next year, in the beginning of next year. Entrance is free. This is very important. We still ask you to click to get a ticket once they're available, and you can also request a breakfast card 100 to access the endless breakfast. There's not yet tickets on the website, but there's a pre-registration, because we realized that if we announce something in 2 months, everyone will forget it. So there's a form there which you can fill out, and then you will get an email, and that also helps us plan how many people will actually come in. And I think one question. You probably also have helper elves or trolls or... Oh, we don't have a branding for that, so we have to think about that. Is there a mascot of Dortmund, maybe? Maybe brainstorm some about this. because chaos events don't work without free helpers. So yeah, we'll have to think about this. So maybe a canary bird. If you come in a costume, you get free entry, but oh yeah, it's free entry anyway. It sounds fantastic. Thank you for the pre-registration as someone who also forgets things. Fantastic. Super. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here in great numbers. So you're really behind that. It's very visible. All right, please click on Hack an der Ruhr is the next one. That's your applause. Ooh, your branding is fantastic. Right. This is merch from last year, from our workshop on design and printing. And this was created there. We think, we appear 1 week later. So if you're near Dortmund, you can just stay there because 1 week later, after the previous one, this one starts. We are from Unna, a little bit behind the city borders, because we belong to Dortmund, but our location is actually inside in Dortmund. We've been existing for 5 years, so we're starting into our 5th year. Last year we were 75 participants, and the first 3 years we were a different location, and we switched up, and it's a bit nicer now, and a bit bigger, and a bit more outdoors. So it's a bit like a camp. There's a little castle and a big camp with a fireplace, and we would love if you could come by and play with us there. Maybe. So these are a few pictures how it looked like last time. So you can see our gorgeous castle from its pretty side. If you turn around, you can also see the train tracks, but you can't hear the trains inside the castle. So we have an outside hack center, of course, with a roof. We are friendly to kids. We have a bouncy castle, and lower right, you can see how it looks at night. So you have two castles, the bouncing castles and the castle in which you sleep. Oh, we messed up the joke. Which about the castle? Right. We have more workshops, for example, soldering, which is this thing that we created last time. There was printing, where we made this T-shirt that he's wearing. There was sewing. So not only nerd stuff. We have lots of space. There's warm food. Yeah. Anything else? All right, we start on a Thursday. Orga arrives on a Thursday, so if you want to help build up, there's going to be emails. There's going to be emails about this event. You can just register right now. We start on Thursday with organization. Friday people arrive, and we have to leave the castle Sunday at 3. So yeah, think about there's going to be a brunch, and then we build down. And then we gotta close it up by 3 and return the keys. And then the event has ended. And how are tickets? Can you buy tickets? Do they cost money? They do cost a bit of money. There's also reductions. There's normal price, but there's for people who can't afford that. You can also pay what you want. We talked about cooking. So yeah, everyone will get food. There's going to be a tent, the hack center, which is going to be enlarged. It's going to be a bit camp-like. One thing maybe, there's a PV from C3RE, from Recklinghausen, and we thank them, because without them, this event wouldn't be possible.
Genau. All right. And I already mentioned we have this. You're allowed to replace one text slide with 3 pictures. Yes, the rules. I'm impressed. I love this field day. Specifically this. Who doesn't know the chaos wave? You'll be mentioning something about this. So this is outside and doing things outside. And I think having a picture says more than 1,000 words. Right. So I'll continue with camp. I mentioned there's pictures. So Chaos Wave Field Day, it's been existent for quite a while. I think 2004 was the first time that we did this. Chaos Wave is the radio part of the CCC. So we're a bit better organized. We're part of the amateur radio club. That's why we're called D23. It's a subgroup. So this group is also the group that's organizing and paying for this. Oh, no, they're paying for this event. So this event really is only the food is the stuff. And then they maybe pay 10 euros with drinks last time we did this. We try every year to have a field day and organize it. Since 2016, we've been in the same place in Hameln. So we had a few years of a gap in between. And why did we do this in Hameln? Because there's lots of space there. We can actually put an antennas, a field there, and sort of looks like this. So we have the option to utilize the space on a little hill. There's very little around us, few other campers, maybe some boys and Girl Scouts, but we never really had any conflicts with them. So like our goal sort of is to utilize this weekend to kind of look into how can we build antenna, how far can the antennas reach. There's no provider in between, so we sort of try to go around the globe, maybe even a little further to connect with satellites. The beautiful thing here is that we can put tents next to campers, and you're not allowed to do that everywhere. So you know in Chaos Camp that the campers need to be further away and the tents can't be next to one another. We could do whatever we want here. And we try to have larger tents that we can kind of offer as group tents and like have group settings and stuff like that. All right, this is another perspective onto the antenna field. This was 2018, where we had different frequencies that we could play around with. This is what it looks like on the inside, one of these stations, one of these radio stations. So you can see the antenna that goes from the antenna to the station. We can do service 24/7 from here. There's lots of exchange for those people who haven't done this a lot. And we have a lot of fun playing around with radio communication. And this is a station from this year. We did some satellite radio. We talked to a geo satellite and sort of got like our communication transmitted to a third of the world. So yeah, it's quite beautiful to like do some math on how far do you have to be away from things. And then if you stay for the night, you also have beautiful sunsets there with lots of antennas in the front, beautiful pictures. Yeah. Yeah, well, what else is left? Oh, who's our target audience? All in all, just anybody who's an amateur radio broadcaster or people who are curious and have fun with this type of like amateur radio, who want to become one and who want to just kind of look into it and want to familiarize themselves with how that looks, but also people who are friends of the Chaos Wave. You can find us on the second floor. If you see the antennas, just come and ask. How large is the event? I think last time we were roughly 20 people, 20 year before, 2 years before we were 30. We do workshops when we're there. It's not just about building antennas. Sometimes we'll also play with like a little little radio. All right. So you don't really have prerequisites, like you don't have to have like any certificates and stuff like that. You have time to like explain to newbies on the field day, like to kind of introduce them and yeah, get them excited about this. Yes, of course, that's sort of the idea. The goal is to not have like a big contest, but have a lot of fun and just sort of have a different approach.
Manchmal
amateur radio podcasting sometimes struggles with aging people. So if you're curious and you just want to learn about this, come join us and participate. Thank you so much.
Ich behalte es kurz, genau. Ich gebe kurz übrigens, also wir haben perfekt getimed. Hier ist ein Sonnenuntergang auf einem Foto. Da draußen geht auch gerade theoretisch die Sonne unter. Man
sieht's. All right, we have perfect timing with the sunset image. Outside, we also currently have a sunset. You just have to kind of imagine it. All right, next, theoretically. Oh, nope, that was the wrong one. Ah, there we go.
Eine weitere tolle Veranstaltung.
Another beautiful event. Hi. We...
Do the Interflug in Chemnitz.
We do the Interflug in Chemnitz. Chemnitz, if you heard of it, is in Saxony in Germany.
Translation very funny for some reason. I'm not sure why.
And I think I'm just going to bug out because this is done in English.
That hole in October in the event plan is a bit sad. So we decided, hey, can you maybe do something that's fun and exciting and networking and also knowledge transfer and all that cool, I don't know, social and knowledge and networking shit. So we did exactly that. That's the Interflug. We do it every single year again. Traditionally, it was on the first weekend at the start of the 42nd week. We are still trying to figure it out because we also want to pull in some students from the local university. So last time we had about 50 participants. And we try to do some balance between knowledge exchange and also preservation, for example, of talks and workshops, but also just communicating and networking with the other spaces in around the place, for example, in Zwickau, and also just calming down a bit and sharing how the year has went and how we like where the world is going at the moment. We, as in ourselves, are the Chaos Computer Club Chemnitz. We have a lot of things, CM. That's actually our slogan. Wir haben viele Sachen. We also organize a small event called Winter Chaos in February. It's very cozy. If you have any spare time in February, you consider coming. And literally, we do these events because they are a core part of our association, and we want to preserve knowledge and make sure that the public is informed. So, sometime in October, we have the next event. It's unclear if it's actually that, maybe we'll adjust it. It's in a Lokomov, that's a small bar. It's pretty cool. It's sometimes it may be even sometimes even open, so you can buy cocktails and drinks while watching a talk, which is excellent. And the only thing you need is curiosity and a place to stay. There's a pretty good pizzeria right next to us, and we kind of have mutual support. So if you are interested, please do check out that link. Thank you.
All right, please stick around for a moment.
When I received the slides, I went back to our person here and asked, well, are you sure that you really want to do 3 slides of text without any pictures? And the answer was very funny, actually.
Turns out, the answer I've given at the moment that I thought we've completely forgotten to take photos this year. This was not true. I've just forgotten we had
them. Okay, that's version 2.
So there are photos. If you want to catch the vibe, it's pretty cozy, it's small, it's curved, it's not exactly one of a kind, but it's similar. Please do check out the media feed on our Mastodon, that's also linked on the webpage.
Yeah, thank you very much. Great, so, Saxony. Fiddy Day, and people... I'm still looking over, weil da noch jemand ein Mikrofon hat.
Right, somebody still has a microphone. We're already on number 10. No, you're only holding the microphone. Okay, thank you. If you need an additional microphone, there is another person over there. All right. The Berlin Fetty Day. It's a late breaker, as we like to call this. Just last minute sort of slid in. But if we need something, maybe it's digital independence and sovereignty. So we were happy to welcome this into it last minute. All right. Getting people together who are into that. So I'm super ecstatic to have you come on stage now. You can all go next to one another. Super excited to have you here. And please tell us what you're doing, what you're going to be, what you might be needing in support from the community. The stage is yours. Thank you so much. Yes. So we around Seabase have a community that formed that sort of, it's called FIDI Regulars Table. And so 2 years ago, we did the first FIDI Day. So Digital Society sort of contributed. It was a bit larger. So as part of Seabase, in Seabase, we had a stage for roughly 40 people, and we also rented at the top floor. So who was there at Hacking in Parallel sort of might be familiar. It's in the same building. It's for 50, 60 people. So last year we were roughly 150 people. Visitors, 20 talks on day one. First day was a bit bigger of a media day. Second day, the other two we'll be talking about for a moment. Prices were quite cheap. The social ticket for free, and then 15 to 20 euros for regular supporters. And this is roughly what the price point is going to be next year. We have a concrete appointment, like we have a date. It's in September, because in October it was quite cold and the rooftop was not so enjoyable. So this year we're doing it in September. Do you want to say something? Yes, we are right next to the Spree, the River Spree in Berlin, and you can like jump in if you want. And we have a new beautiful smoker barbecue that we're going to be incentivizing you with. And we will be international. We will get international guests. So if we have angels that want to come join and support, this is, we're a small team. It was a lot, especially if internationals are there. That's sort of looking like it might even be bigger and more people next year. So we sort of have to think about like how maybe we'll need to rent the theater above us. We're sort of growing. The Fiddyverse is growing. So we're going to talk a little bit about what we did on this media day last year. One claim we do have to make. We are the world's largest Fediverse conference. So I do want to mention that we're small, but there is something like the Fedi Forum, probably has more participants, but they're only online, and we're the largest face-to-face in-person event, and we're growing. Like all small events, we're hopefully growing next year as well, like all the other small events that got introduced here today. We have a tradition to deal with media from first Berlin Fedi Day onwards, and continued that to a whole day. This time it was Sunday. So we had representatives from German public broadcasting there, from the both two big channels, ARD and ZDF, because media obviously in the Fediverse play a big part, getting information there that we need, and to strengthen the Fediverse. And Elon and those other tech bros show them the middle finger, basically. I think you had a second slide. Maybe you can click there. Yeah. I think, yeah. Please follow us on Mastodon, Berlin Fedi Day at Berlin Social. Last year we had speakers that we invited. This year we will do a call for papers. We don't like the fixed dates for call for papers and tickets. Probably in the second part of Q2, so March, April. Last year we had roughly 1/3 English talks, 2/3 German talks. We didn't have a workshop space. We had a talk-based, lightning talk-based type of style, short talks, and we're really interested in direct exchange between people rather than, we'd like a friendly get-together for people to get to know each other and meet and mingle. And I think we're going to add maybe a room for this next year. Oh, we also had the bar camp, super important. There was lots of need for discussion, and we're going to have to pay attention to that to have a little bit more capacity for that. And one last bit of information, maybe there is a Fediverse assembly downstairs right next to Seabase. You can, we'll have a few talks, 13 in total, I think, in the next 3 days. So if you're interested, please come stop by, even if you're only just interested in the Fediverse or just this event, come chat with us in Hall H, Seabase Habitat, right next to the stage. Thank you so much.
All right. The next and last event is an event where I'll switch roles. Because not many people from our org team wanted to come up on stage. I'm not looking at anyone in the audience in particular. This is Gaston and Tamika and Nikira. Hi, I'm Nikira. I'm here to represent AstroCon. We're intergalactic beings that like to deal with sci-fi and astronomy. Last year, we bought a flat rate ticket for the Berlin Planetarium, and we had this idea of, yeah, do a meetup for sci-fi and astronomy. And the ZEISS Planetarium in Berlin wanted to work with us, meaning we should work with their globe. That means we have lots of fancy equipment. We have an outdoor space, and we're looking for more creatures to join us in organizing this event, which should start sometime next year, around May, but we're not sure if that'll work out. That's why we have our contact in Mastodon, astrocon@chaos.social. So, yeah, please use that to contact us. We're only looking for people to help us organize this right now. And everything else you'll also find on Mastodon later on. Thank you very much.
Genau.
So, yeah, we have to, like, you know, we're gonna get like access to the space for free probably, and so we're like very dependent on their schedule, and that's why we can't have definitive dates for now. We want to have a hack center in there. We can remove all those chairs, and that's something that's done quite regularly, so it's not that much of a hassle. For example, you can do like yoga under the stars in there or something like that. And yeah, so that's pretty cool. And of course, you can also like, you know, get to know this, all those rooms, like look in their server rooms, stuff like that. And they have lots and lots of servers to run this thing. So that should all be really interesting. And so if we're able to do this at a time of the year when you can actually be outside, then we'd also like to add the grounds outside the planetarium to like stargaze and other things. And so please note, we're talking about astronomy here, not astrology. But we also want to include sci-fi. We have a couple of people that we've talked to. Yeah, I'm not going to name names, but people, you know, who know a lot about like Star Trek and the science behind shows like that, or people who deal with like the ethical issues that are being like discussed in sci-fi stories. For example, once I've watched a great lecture on the laws of space, as in like, you know, Elon Musk satellites, garbage in space, like who's responsible for that. So topics like this and talks on projects that are ongoing, planned projects, and or for example the recent failure of a launch pad. And yeah, so if you're interested in help us organizing this, find us on Mastodon. You don't have to be based in Berlin to participate. We're going to do a lot of this online, the preparation. And so, yeah, if you're into astronomy, yeah, join us. And these two, yeah, were had a look at the broad projector in the planetarium, which is like costs in the millions of euros. And yeah, there's a lot of trust from their side that they give us, and so that's pretty great. All right, thank you. So we're at like 50 minutes now. Yeah, we could have a Q&A now. Yeah, so let's do that.
So here's the microphone. Thank you. Are there questions? So please use the microphones. There's microphone one in the front, microphone two in the back. So are there questions from the internet? No? So mic one, please.
For the Chaos Field Day, do you also do certifications for amateur radio testing, or do you only teach the technical stuff?
Again, so what do we send?
If you do also the formal tests and verifications for becoming an amateur radio.
Oh, no, we cannot do that here in Germany because only the so-called Bundesnetzagentur can take the exam. So we can't do it on field, unfortunately.
I see. But can you prepare us for those tests?
Of course. That's something you can do.
Thank you. So you may obviously also ask questions in English. Are there any more questions? Weitere Fragen?
Any more questions?
Hör ich nicht. Diana, vielen Dank.
I don't hear any, so thank you to the others. Will there be another one of these next year or somewhere else? Yeah, this was a trial balloon, so I'm really happy that so many people appeared. So thank you for coming. I'm very eager to see the access number on mediaccc.de, and I think that there's going to be new events all the time, so I kind of expect this to have this session next year, and I would really love if the people from this event would give us a little recap. So tell us we were invited, and so 5 more people sign up, or 10 more people agreed to come and bought tickets, or went to Switzerland, or Eckernförde. So the question is, like, does it have the reach? Does it have the popularity? Does it improve the popularity? So, yeah, I would love to invite everyone back in again and ask, like, for feedback. How did it go? So to the people who presented something today, thank you so much for the slides on short notice and in time for participating. I was kind of afraid after a few days because not so many people had sent in so many people, but in the end, people were kind of almost fighting for the space.